The scripture lesson today comes from the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter, the 8th through the 20th verses. In that region, there were shepherds living in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing good news of great joy for all people. To you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in a band of clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those he favors." When the angels had left and gone to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing which has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Now, I'm not the most cultured person in the world. There's not a whole lot that is sophisticated about me. But you might find it hard to believe. At times, I have contemplated great works of art. I have appreciated distant cultures. And even at one point in my life, I traveled to see the place where they say that Jesus was born. And these were kind of high points. And as I had told different people about these stories, can you believe it? Some people didn't think I was telling the truth. They didn't think I'd actually done it. They couldn't imagine I'd actually kind of come to this place. But as you can see, I took pictures. It actually happened. I went to an art museum, and Julie and I contemplated art and did not get it. Just missed it completely. I appreciated the cultures of Japan that one of the former senior pastors here, Sherry, she loved Japan. She lived there for a while. Appreciated the martial arts of sumo wrestling. So for her birthday, I wrapped everything in her office in a sumo loincloth. But there's something about going to Bethlehem and standing in the spot where they say that Jesus was born. They have it marked by this silver star that's planted on the floor, and you can kind of reach down and touch what I can only imagine is just more rock of what used to be right there. And then off to the side of that spot, they have a small little creche or a stone manger that they say that Jesus was laid in. But it was important to me in these moments to take a picture and to prove that I had actually been there. For some reason, I didn't feel like just my story would be good enough. And it's easy to do that nowadays. How many of you have a camera on your phone? Yeah, it's everywhere, right? It's super easy. We take pictures of everything. There are people in this room that have taken pictures of their food before eating it. I follow some of y'all on Instagram and Facebook. I know. We take pictures of the craziest things. We take selfies. We do all sorts of stuff. One of the fun things that I did when I was in Israel is I took a selfie right on the edge of the Mediterranean Sea before jumping into it. I don't know why. It just seemed like the thing to do, to have a talking point or a moment that I could prove that I was there and that I did something awesome. I had a soldier that was telling me the story of the weirdest looking possum that he had ever seen in his life. And I asked him, I was like, do you have a picture of the possum? And he did. He had taken a picture of it, and he pulled it out, and he showed it to me. And I said, well, that's a coyote. So sometimes it's good to take some pics. It's good to take some pictures, because you never really know when you're going to have to prove to somebody what you actually saw. This year on vacation, we went down to Florida, as we kind of came back up, I wanted to sort of take this detour through the town where I was born. I was born in Enterprise, Alabama. And I only lived there maybe the first year of my life or so, have no memory or recollection of the place at all, and had never been back there since I was born. And we kind of pulled into town, and right there in the middle of the town was First United Methodist Church. That's the church that I was baptized in. So I took a picture of it. And then we went down the way, and just about a block or two down the way, we came across what used to be Coffee County General Hospital, which is the hospital that I was born in. So what did I do? Took a picture of it. Why? I don't know. Went down the way some more, looked at my old address that I got from my mom and my dad, and went by the house where I used to live. And as I was trying in like the least creepy way possible to stand outside this house and take a picture of it, my kids kept asking me if it looked the same from when I lived in there. So, I don't know. I haven't been to this house in 34 years. I have no idea what it looked like. But I told them that we'll take the picture that I took today and we'll compare it to a picture that my parents have at their house. So we took all of our pictures and we went back up to Huntsville at some point, maybe a week or two later. And we opened up, some of y'all might not know what these are. They're antiques in some houses. They're called photo albums. And we put them all on the table, and we started flipping through these photo albums. And we came to the point where my life kind of entered the story, kind of entered the picture. And there was a couple pictures of Enterprise, and we took the picture that I took of the house, and we took what the house used to look like, and we kind of compared it and kind of laughed about the differences and how much it had changed and how much we had changed. And then we got flipping through some other pictures, and it was amazing because every now and again we'd come across a picture of me, and I'd say, well, this is my third birthday, or this is my sixth birthday. And they'd say, well, where are the other pictures? And I'd say, no, that's it. That's one picture a year. That's what you got back then. So my sixth year of life, I had one picture. My kid probably has more than that just today. And it's not even 10 o'clock in the morning. She's probably had more pictures taken of her. It's amazing how many pictures we have to document what we do nowadays. I mean, looking through those photo albums, it surprised me how few pictures I really have of my life up until cameras kind of became much more accessible and we started kind of carrying them around. I used to just have to tell stories to people and they believe me or not. And now that I've got evidence of them, I've got to kind of make my stories fit the evidence a little bit more. I can't exaggerate as much as I used to. You know, those good old fishing stories of you used to be able to say that you caught a fish this big, and you tell it again and it gets a little bit bigger. Now as you take pictures and you just hold it up and you say, look at this fish that I caught. But it's amazing how much evidence we need now to prove that things really happen or to show how things used to be. In our scripture this morning, we come to one of the most familiar passages of the Christmas story, the angel appearing to the shepherds. And we get this kind of divine announcement of the arrival of Jesus. And as the angel sort of greets the shepherds in their out in their fields, we get this kind of audacious show of just kind of heavenly voices and choirs singing. And you imagine it with sort of lights and splendor. And you just have this overwhelming sort of show that God puts on to make this announcement that Jesus had come. Now, if this happened nowadays, somebody would have taken a video of it, and it would have been on YouTube before the angel even went back up to heaven, right? We'd already have evidence of what the angels said and what the shepherds saw. And they described perfectly what the baby Jesus was to look like and where he was to be found. And the shepherds turned to each other, and they said, "Let's go and see this thing." And they all got together. You imagine maybe there was one that was like, "Come on, guys, I want to go." And they were like, "No, you got to watch the sheep." And they all went to Bethlehem to see exactly what the angel had told them about. And you imagine what they thought they were going to find. I mean, even as the angel sort of laid it out for him, told him exactly what was coming, just that initial display of joy, of heaven sort of breaking open in celebration, you imagine what it was like to walk into that small space and to stare into that tiny face. Now, for some, that might seem kind of anticlimactic. Can that pronouncement that the angels have do any justice to the baby that they found, wrapped up in some borrowed rags, laying in a feeding trough? But as the story continues, we notice that something amazing happened to the shepherds. They were filled with an uncontainable joy and excitement that they left the side of that manger and they went and they started telling everybody that they could find of what they saw. And shepherds, those at the edges of society, became the first evangelists of the story and of the promise that God has finally come down for us. And not a single person asked them to prove it. You imagine that shepherd that they did leave out in the field to watch the sheep, that as they came back to tell that shepherd the story of what they saw, I imagine their excitement, their joy, their enthusiasm was so unbridled that nobody could deny that these people had had an experience with God. It was written on their face. Now, we are a couple thousand years separated from the story. We haven't heard heaven kind of break open and angels start singing. And we haven't seen this kind of cosmic light show that told us exactly where to go to find Jesus. And so what evidence or proof do we have that any of this has happened? There's no videos. There's no pictures. And kind of how a lot of our culture goes nowadays, if you don't have any pics, then it never happened. But there was a picture taken that day. And just how Jesus came in a way that we never expected, God took a picture in a way that we never expected either. And it happened on that very first Christmas morning to those shepherds, that the look that was on their faces, the joy that was overflowing from their spirits, painted a picture for everybody that they came in contact with that something incredible has happened, that God Himself has arrived just for you and me. And that very same picture is etched on each and every one of us. The joy and the story that God has arrived. You are the very picture of God in this world. The way that we greet others, the way that we treat others, the way that we move into the spaces of this life, the way that we treat those who are around us, you are the testimony and the life and the story and the picture that God has arrived. And when people encounter us, do they see the picture of God's hope, God's grace, and God's mercy? We are the picture that God uses to speak through this world. We are the picture that God uses to say that any of this story that we read about thousands of years ago still matters today. Because people who know us before we encountered this baby Jesus, when we lived our lives moving from hopelessness to joylessness, can see in our face that there has been a transformation and a joy that is written like nothing else on our faces. The picture and the testimony, the evidence that God is here with us. And everybody can see it because it overflows from the very deepest parts of who we are. Those shepherds, they didn't need a painting or a photograph or a video. They didn't need any fancy headlines. They simply saw the very face of God and then couldn't help but to go and tell others about it. An unfolding story of God's grace, of how our lives can be changed and transformed. And just by seeing it on our faces, the world can see that something incredible has happened, not only in our lives, but for every life, that God has shown up for us. As the band starts to come up this morning to kind of close out, we come into a point of our worship, but also a point of our year, that we prepare for Christmas morning. Of a God who loves you more than anything else in this life, that he will bridge any distance or any gap that we have ever pushed between us, to show us that he will come down for us again and again and again, that he will break heaven open to tell us how much he loves us, and he will etch it on our faces. He will write that story in our lives. As we go forth to touch others, they may become a part of the unfolding story of God's light and hope and joy and peace and love in this world. As we close out in our worship this morning, we close out with a story that so many of us know more than any other story in the Bible. But we go not only to celebrate it or even to tell it, but we go to live it like shepherds with the joy and the story and the life of God etched in our faces and our lives, that others may come to see him and to know that he is here. Will you bow your heads with me as we pray? Almighty and precious God, we do give you thanks for the outpouring of your Holy Spirit, but Lord, for your story, for the story that broke heaven wide open, that your angels came to tell us and pronounce it, that you had come for us. And Lord, as you etched it into those faces of the shepherds, the joy and the hope and the celebration that you had finally come, etch it into our faces today. The peace and the hope that knows that, Lord, we have been transformed. That you have moved through every space that we have put between us. And it is your hope, it is your joy, your peace, and your love that has turned us into your children. And that we might go into this world to share that story with our lives, with our words, and Lord, through every bit of ourself. As we pray this all in Jesus' name, amen.